Hey there, awesome people. Taylor Reid here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk and a whole lot of heart. And trust me, you're gonna want this dose because today we're diving into something seriously powerful. Building self-awareness through mindfulness. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like God or Pilot is in charge and your brain's on vacation? Yeah, I've been there. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of life, chasing deadlines, scrolling feeds, and juggling a million things at once. But here's the thing. True success, real happiness, it all starts with knowing yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, your triggers, your desires. That's where mindfulness comes in. It's not about emptying your mind or becoming some Zen master, though that sounds pretty cool. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's noticing those little things you usually breeze past: the feeling of the sun on your skin, the taste of your morning coffee, that deep breath as you take a pause. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey of self-discovery. 1. Become an observer. Think of your mind like a bustling marketplace. There are thoughts flying everywhere, emotions buzzing around, and worries popping up like unwelcome guests. Mindfulness is about stepping back from the chaos and observing it all without getting swept away. Just watch those thoughts go by like clouds in the sky. Don't judge them, just acknowledge their presence and let them drift on. 2. Tune into your body. Our bodies are incredible communication machines. They send us signals all day long: a tightness in your chest when you're stressed, a flutter in your stomach before a big presentation, a surge of energy when you're excited. Mindfulness is about paying attention to these subtle cues and learning what they mean. Are you holding tension? Is your heart racing? Understanding these signals can give you valuable insights into your emotional state and help you navigate challenges more effectively. 3. Embrace the pause. We live in a world that prizes constant motion, but true stillness is where the magic happens. Taking even a few minutes each day to simply pause, breathe deeply, and be present can have a profound impact on your sense of calm and clarity. You know that feeling when you take a deep breath after a stressful moment and suddenly things seem less overwhelming? That's mindfulness at work. 4. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in our lives can shift our entire perspective. Whether it's the warm cup of tea you enjoy every morning, a supportive friend, or simply the roof over your head, finding those little sparks of joy can make a big difference in your overall well-being. 5. Be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up for yourself with compassion and understanding, even on the days when you feel off track. Remember that everyone has moments of doubt, frustration, or overwhelm. The key is to acknowledge these feelings without judgment and gently guide yourself back to a place of peace. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're heading into a big presentation at work. Your mind is racing, your heart is pounding, and you feel that familiar knot of anxiety in your stomach. But instead of letting those feelings take over, you pause for a few breaths, focusing on the sensation of your feet grounded on the floor, the coolness of the air against your skin, the sound of your own heartbeat. You remind yourself to be kind to yourself, acknowledging the nerves but trusting in your preparation and skills. And guess what? That deep breath, that moment of self-awareness, gives you a newfound sense of calm and confidence. You step up to the podium, feeling centered and ready to rock it. Self-awareness is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. So start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate every little victory along the way. Remember, this journey is about embracing who you are, becoming more present in your life, and ultimately, living with more intention and purpose. Ready to level up? Share your thoughts on today's episode. Tag me on social media at Taylor Reid Stoic or leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and resilience. Let's do this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.